Hello, everyone. Welcome back to TMT Insurance Talks. I'm your host, Tony, and today we've got a topic that's of utmost importance to anyone navigating the Medicare landscape, most important Medicare changes for 2023. Medicare changes for 2023 aimed at making healthcare more accessible, affordable, and comprehensive for beneficiaries. From financial benefits like lower Part B premiums and reduced annual deductibles to the expansion of Medicare Advantage, MA, plans, these changes offer immediate financial relief. The rising PARA costs are balanced by groundbreaking shifts in prescription costs, including capped insulin copays and free vaccines. A renewed focus on behavioral health integrates mental health care into primary care, while advancements in telehealth offer more permanent and flexible health care access. A significant step is also taken in access to dental care, covering medically necessary dental services for the first time. Simplified enrollment processes aim to remove barriers to coverage, and new price controls on pharmaceuticals are introduced to curb runaway drug costs. Overall, the changes signify a monumental step towards a more equitable and sustainable healthcare system. Stay informed to make the most of these new benefits. 1. Medicare changes for 2023, financial benefits. The year 2023 is set to bring a windfall of adjustments to the Medicare program, affecting over 65 million Americans. Among these, the financial benefits that include lower Part B premiums and reduced Part B and Part D deductibles stand out. These key Medicare changes for 2023 are especially impactful, as they directly contribute to the financial well-being of beneficiaries. Here's a closer look at what these financial adjustments mean for you. Lower Part B premiums, more money in your pocket. One of the most eagerly awaited Medicare changes for 2023 is the reduction of Part B premiums for the vast majority of beneficiaries. These premiums are generally deducted directly from recipients' monthly Social Security benefits. With an 8.7% increase in the Social Security Cost of Living Adjustment, COLA, for 2023, those enrolled in both Medicare and Social Security are set to see a financial uplift. This change is a welcome respite for beneficiaries who have been navigating the labyrinth of rising healthcare costs, solidifying its place as one of the most significant Medicare changes for 2023 designed to enhance affordability. Decreased Part B and Part D deductibles, small changes, big impact. Another noteworthy aspect of the financial benefits in 2023 is the reduction of Part B and Part D deductibles. For the first time in a decade, the annual Part B deductible will see a decline, moving from $233 in 2022 to $226 in 2023. Additionally, the government-set limit on Part D deductibles will be $505 for 2023, compared to $480 in the previous year. Although these changes might appear minor, they have a cumulative effect that can make healthcare more accessible and affordable for beneficiaries. High-income beneficiaries. In a move that harmonizes the financial landscape for all beneficiaries, high-income beneficiaries will also see reduced premiums. This is particularly significant for individuals with annual incomes greater than $97,000, who traditionally pay more than the standard premium for Part B. For instance, a person earning between $97,000 and $123,000 will now pay $230.80 per month for Part B, down from $238.10 in 2022. This is a clear indication that the Medicare changes for 2023 are structured to benefit a broad spectrum of income groups. 2. Medicare Advantage, MA. The healthcare landscape for over 65 million Americans is undergoing a significant transformation in 2023. While there are numerous Medicare changes for 2023 set to roll out, the growing prominence of Medicare Advantage, MA, plans deserves special attention. As experts anticipate a continued surge in MA enrollment, it's crucial to understand what these changes could mean for current and potential beneficiaries. Rise in Medicare Advantage enrollment. One of the most noteworthy Medicare changes for 2023 is the projected increase in Medicare Advantage enrollment. Experts predict that half of all Medicare enrollees will opt for an MA plan this year. This rise signifies a broader shift in how beneficiaries are choosing to manage their healthcare needs, increasingly leaning towards the private health insurance alternatives that MA plans provide. The Give Back Benefit. An intriguing aspect of Medicare Advantage plans is the give-back benefit. While most MA enrollees are still required to pay the standard Part B premium, some plans offer a give-back benefit, where the insurer covers part or all of a member's monthly Part B premium. This feature can offer substantial financial relief and is an attractive option for those looking to maximize the value they get from their healthcare coverage. Tailored plans for diverse needs. Medicare Advantage plans often come with additional benefits not available in Original Medicare, such as dental, vision, and even fitness programs. This makes MA plans particularly appealing for those looking for comprehensive healthcare solutions. The Medicare changes for 2023 are expected to continue to favor this trend, making Medicare Advantage an increasingly popular choice. 3. Part A costs. Part A deductible, a rising concern. One of the most significant Medicare changes for 2023 is the increase in the Part A deductible. For the coming year, the deductible for each hospital stay will rise to $1,600, a $44 jump from the previous year. While this may not seem like a drastic change, it can add up, particularly for beneficiaries who require multiple hospital visits in a year. Being aware of this increase is essential for anyone needing inpatient services covered by Medicare Part A. Monthly premiums, another cost hike. Another element of Part A costs to be aware of is the monthly premium for those who have not worked long enough to qualify for premium-free Part A. In 2023, the full Part A premium will see a minor increase to $506 per month, a $7 increment from 2022. This monthly premium change, although slight, is something beneficiaries should factor into their healthcare budgeting for the year. The financial implications, plan wisely. The increase in both the Part A deductible and the monthly premium are noteworthy Medicare changes for 2023 that carry financial implications. Beneficiaries should review their current healthcare plans and financial strategies to accommodate these changes. This is especially true for those without supplementary insurance that would typically cover these costs. 4. Prescription costs. Capped insulin copays, a financial relief for diabetes patients. One of the most salient Medicare changes for 2023 is the introduction of capped insulin copays. According to the Inflation Reduction Act of 2022, a 30-day supply of any insulin that a Medicare drug plan covers will now have a copay capped at $35. This is an enormous relief for diabetes patients, who often face exorbitant insulin prices. The cap applies even if the annual Part D deductible has not been met, offering immediate financial relief. Free vaccines, prioritizing preventive health care. Another significant alteration is the provision for free vaccines. Starting in 2023, vaccines recommended by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention's Advisory Committee on Immunization Practices, ACIP, will be free of charge for Medicare recipients with prescription drug coverage. This change underscores the importance of preventive health care and eliminates the financial barrier that might prevent people from getting vaccinated. Drug price negotiations. While the immediate benefits are noteworthy, it's also important to look towards the future. One of the new provisions calls for price negotiations with drug makers for high-priced drugs. Although these negotiated prices will take effect in 2026, this paves the way for potentially lower drug costs in the future. 5. Behavioral health. Expanded access to behavioral health care. Among the most noteworthy Medicare changes for 2023 is the expanded access to behavioral health care services. This change signifies Medicare's commitment to treating mental health with the same gravity as physical health. Medicare will now cover visits to licensed clinical social workers, psychologists, and other behavioral health specialists as part of a beneficiary's primary care office visit. This integrated approach aims to provide holistic care, ensuring that mental health is not treated as a separate entity but as a crucial part of overall well-being. Telehealth for behavioral health, a permanent feature. Another significant change is the permanence of telehealth services for behavioral health care. Initially expanded as a temporary measure during the COVID-19 pandemic, these telehealth services have now been made permanent. This means beneficiaries can continue to access mental health services via telephone, in addition to video, making it more convenient and accessible for those who may face mobility or geographical challenges. Mobilizing the behavioral health workforce. In line with the increased focus on behavioral health, Medicare is also working on mobilizing the behavioral health workforce. New initiatives will include paying for mobile vans for opioid treatment, which aims to bring care directly to communities. This is particularly important for addressing substance abuse issues and underscores the broader shift towards community-based mental health support. 6. Telehealth. One of the most pressing questions surrounding Medicare changes for 2023 is the fate of telehealth services that were expanded during the COVID-19 pandemic. According to Medicare, some of these virtual services will continue, while others may be phased out when the public health emergency is lifted. This makes it crucial for beneficiaries to stay updated on which telehealth services will remain accessible in the long term. Extension of telehealth for behavioral health. Among the various areas of telehealth, behavioral health stands out as a permanent feature. Initially expanded as a temporary measure during the pandemic, telehealth services for behavioral health are here to stay. Medicare beneficiaries can continue to access these services via telephone, in addition to video, thus widening the scope of accessible mental health care. Congressional involvement, the potential for further expansion. The future of telehealth services is not solely in the hands of Medicare. Congress could also act to extend these services further. Beneficiaries should keep an eye on legislative movements that may permanently expand telehealth services, as these changes could significantly broaden their healthcare options. 7. Access to dental care. Dental work with medical procedures. One of the most notable Medicare changes for 2023 is the coverage for certain types of dental work that are considered medically necessary and are conducted in conjunction with another medical procedure. For example, if a beneficiary needs dental work that will improve the outcome of an organ transplant or cancer treatment, Medicare will cover those dental services. This is a significant shift from the past, where routine dental care was largely excluded from Medicare coverage. Why this change matters? This expansion is not just a minor adjustment but a critical step in bridging the healthcare gap. Oral health is intrinsically linked to overall health. Issues like gum disease can be indicators or even causes of more severe health problems, including heart disease. By expanding dental care under specific conditions, Medicare is recognizing the holistic nature of healthcare, where dental health cannot and should not be isolated from overall well-being. Financial implications, relief for beneficiaries. While exact financial details are yet to be released, the coverage of medically necessary dental work is expected to provide financial relief for many beneficiaries. Dental procedures, especially specialized ones, can be costly. Offering coverage for these services removes a financial burden from beneficiaries who are already dealing with significant medical expenses, making this one of the most beneficiary-friendly Medicare changes for 2023. Limitations and future outlook. While the 2023 changes are a step in the right direction, they come with limitations. The coverage is restricted to dental work that is considered medically necessary in conjunction with other medical procedures. There is still a need for broader dental coverage, including routine checkups and preventive care. Given the current trend, it's reasonable to anticipate that future Medicare changes may address these limitations. 8. Medicare enrollment in 2023. Immediate coverage, no more waiting periods. One of the most game-changing Medicare changes for 2023 is the elimination of waiting periods for coverage to take effect. Previously, individuals who signed up for Medicare after turning 65 sometimes had to wait 2 or 3 months for their coverage to begin. Starting in 2023, as long as you apply for Medicare during either the general enrollment period or a special enrollment period, your coverage will commence at the beginning of the following month. This is a critical update, as it helps to bridge any gaps in healthcare coverage. Expanded special enrollment periods, more opportunities to sign up. Another noteworthy change is the introduction of more special enrollment periods. Under the new rules, people who missed their initial enrollment due to specific circumstances, such as a natural disaster or receiving incorrect information from an employer, will have another opportunity to enroll. This inclusivity is particularly relevant in the wake of unpredictable events like the COVID-19 pandemic and natural disasters, offering a safety net for those who were previously left without options. Consequences for late enrollment. While the new enrollment changes are overwhelmingly positive, it's important to remember that penalties for late enrollment still apply. Even though the process will be more streamlined, failing to enroll within the appropriate periods will result in penalties. Therefore, it's essential to be proactive and aware of enrollment windows to make the most of the new, more flexible system. The benefits of easier enrollment. The Medicare changes for 2023 in terms of enrollment are not just bureaucratic adjustments, they have real-world implications. Easier enrollment means wider coverage, ensuring that more people have access to essential healthcare services when they need them. It also reduces stress and complexity, making the system more user-friendly and less intimidating for first-time enrollees or those navigating special circumstances. 9. Price controls on pharmaceuticals. The rebate calculation, how it works. The rebate owed by pharmaceutical companies will be calculated based on how much they have raised a drug's price above an increase equal to inflation, multiplied by what Medicare paid for all sales of that drug. This formula is designed to keep drug prices in check, providing a financial deterrent against unnecessary price hikes. Impact on Part D and Part B drugs. This new requirement is extensive, affecting companies that market both Part D prescription drugs, those purchased at pharmacies, and Part B drugs, typically administered in doctors' offices. The dual focus ensures a more comprehensive approach to controlling drug prices across different settings, making this one of the most far-reaching Medicare changes for 2023. the long-term implications, more than just immediate savings. While the immediate benefits of these price controls will be felt by beneficiaries, the long-term implications are equally important. By discouraging excessive price increases, Medicare aims to create a more sustainable pharmaceutical pricing model. This could potentially lead to a future where drug prices are more predictable, allowing beneficiaries to better budget for their healthcare needs. Take control of your healthcare future with TMT Insurance. As you navigate the landscape of these transformative Medicare changes for 2023, it's crucial to partner with a trusted advisor who can guide you through the complexities. At TMT Insurance, we're committed to helping you leverage these new opportunities, whether it's the financial benefits of reduced premiums and deductibles, or the expanded access to behavioral health and dental care services. Reach out to TMT Insurance today and take the first step towards a more secure, healthy, and fulfilling future. Thank you for tuning in to TMT Insurance Talks. If you found this episode valuable, please subscribe, rate, and review. We'll be back with more essential topics soon. Until then, make sure you're up to date and making informed decisions about your Medicare coverage. This is Tony, signing off. Stay informed and stay healthy.